Pastor Lida to give us this morning. So I want to welcome up. Let's welcome Pastor Lida.
Okay. I can stand here to make an announcement. Yeah. I think I'm going to announce a very, very important announcement and a happy announcement. And, you know, in the beginning, I think I stood in, we stand in front of you and speaking out this announcement by myself. But however, Paul has written a very, very good announcement. So what I'm going to do, just read it, you know, and then I honor his writing, and his writing is much better than my spoken English. Okay. Over the last years, our shepherd team has been searching for our English ministry next pastor. God has responded to our prayers in an unexpected way. He has called two people to fill the role of English ministry pastor together as a team. Paul Lai, here, yeah, one of our deacons, has felt God's calling to take greater responsibility for the English congregation and will serve as a district pastor for English ministry, working as a paid staff member on a part-time basis. He and his wife Elaine had responded to this calling to serve for an interim period in this position of leadership. We are also blessed that God has brought Dean Chow, currently studying at Western Seminary for a pastor's degree, to come as an intern pastor. Dean and his wife Emily and their two children Abraham and Nicodemus will join our congregation beginning in June. Although Dean will be working full-time in a secular job at Cisco and still studying in seminary, he and Emily have graciously and faithfully responded to God's call to lead at Home of Christ as intern pastor in partnership with Paul and Elaine. We believe that this partnership will be fruitful for the future leadership of the church. Thank you for your prayers and support throughout this pastor search process. We ask for your continued support as Dean and Paul gradually adjust to these new roles, and for you and to welcome Dean and his family as part of our church family. At the end of May, we will officially commission them to this ministry during a Sunday worship service, and they will begin in these roles officially starting in June for the next ministry year. We are hopeful that God will use them and the leadership of the English ministry to bring us into the next stage of our church growth. This is the announcement. We are so happy. I mean, the church leadership, you know, the deacon board are so happy for this unexpected result to come out. You know, why don't we give a hand to Paul and Elaine and Dean? Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Lai. This is a little awkward. I didn't know he would read everything. I should have wrote some more nice things about myself. We have a few other announcements for you guys. But first of all, Dean is actually here with us. So if you guys haven't met him, he's the brother back there. And say hi, Dean. Everybody say hi to Dean.
Hi.
He's such an awesome guy, and I'm so glad that he's here. He's going to be here serving with us. You guys will get to know him, and as you do, you will just, I think, be impressed by his humility and his faithfulness and the fact that he rides a motorcycle. That is pretty cool. He has a motorcycle. That is pretty awesome. If you guys looked in your bulletin, there's a few other announcements I just want to run through really quickly. Our Awana program, which is just an awesome program here at our church that is a program for elementary school kids and younger, they're looking for new leaders. If you're interested, Sydney, who is the brother who organizes the whole thing, he does a phenomenal job. His contact information is there. We need new leaders for Awana. They provide training. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to give back to kids. Email him and let him know. There's some qualifications and information, and actually there's a handout in the back if you guys are interested in that, and also in an upcoming some upcoming Awana events. So we want to encourage you guys to check that out. The second announcement is that on May 8th we're going to have a Mother's Day service, and rather than a traditional message being delivered, we're going to actually ask if some of you guys would want to come up here and kind of give praise to God by giving praise to moms. If some of you guys are willing to come up here and just to share a 4 to 8 minute little either a testimony or a prayer or some words or a poem or whatever you want to do, we're going to video record it and put it up on the internet so that you can show your mom, hey mom, this is what I said at church because I wanted to thank you. And we want to invite you guys to just compare your mom to God, which is really quite a daunting thing. But I know that for myself, my mom, even though she is not a churchgoer, the way that she loved me as a kid paved the way for me to understand the way that God loved me in many ways. And so Mother's Day is a chance for me to praise God for His love and also for giving me that kind of a mother. And I want to encourage all of you guys to kind of come up here and take a little time to just maybe share a little bit about how God has taught you about His love or His faithfulness through your mother, or if you're a mother, through your kids. So let me know if you're interested, and I'll just start lining up folks to share on May 8th. Okay? Finally, we have a continued growth in our children's ministry, and we have a summer internship for college students. If you guys are interested, let me know. But we're going to continue on with the service, and before Pastor Lai shares with us from the Word, our young disciples have prepared a little skit for us, which I am so hyped about. I can't wait to see this. So I'm going to ask them to come on up. You guys, this is your stage, so it's all yours. I'm going to move this aside, and let's welcome up the young disciples. Come on, let's give them a little encouragement.
First of all, I apologize for, you know, didn't pay attention to Dean, you know, and he is here. I suppose that I was told that he is not able to make it today. Yeah. Well, thinking about Dean and his wife and Paul and Elaine, and we are so happy to see them come together, you know, to serve the Lord in this church. I strongly believe that we have a very, very good future in terms of the ministry. And I'm so impressed about, you know, this Easter Sunday worship. The feature of this Sunday worship, I think you involve lots of people. I mean, the body of Christ get involved this worship. We really are glad to see that happen. You know, maybe next year we're thinking about copy your role model, apply that to, I mean, to Mandarin congregation. Yeah. Okay, why don't we read the scripture, chapter 21, and can we, the PowerPoint, we read it together. Verse 1. After Jesus appeared again to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. Then that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it out off, and jumped into the water. The other disciple followed in the boat, following the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dare ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he has raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I loved you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I loved you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went there you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. Peter turned and saw that disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what's that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers, and the disciples would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" Let's pray again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Today we celebrate your resurrection. And we ask your Spirit to illuminate us, to understand your word, and also to follow you. We thank you for you died for us, and also you rose from death, and you conquered death. You bring us eternal life. Lord, such a great news. Lord, we are thankful for that. We pray for all the people who have not known you yet and can receive you as their personal Savior. Lord, bless this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that I feel the Spirit is really leading toward today's worship, because the message I prepare, I never talked to Pauline. I just sent him my, you know, script. And I realized today's worship, you know, starting from the beginning when Jesus was born and his suffering and his dying on the cross, and also talking about the response to his resurrection. Daniel sang a beautiful song. And right now, I'm reading a passage talking about to reinforce. What are we going to do about the risen Christ? Right? This is a complete picture. I believe that when you read this passage, you can study the Word of God. This passage is the most comprehensive encountering with the disciples. If you read it, read this passage again, and you will find out that the theme of this passage is to follow the risen Christ. Do you agree? Yes or no? Yeah, everybody is agree. I think to follow the Christ before he was risen, the subject has been talking and been told again and again to the disciples, right? And right now, after Christ rising from death, he's still dealing with this subject. So this subject must be very, very important to you, to everybody, even to entire world, because this is what the message of God, of Jesus Christ, bringing to us. So today, because the timing is very short, I try to be very brief. If you study to this passage, you can really understand what Christ demands about us. He wants us to follow him. How do we follow him? He wants us to follow him faithfully. He wants us to follow him courageously. He wants us to follow him sacrificially. These are the three things very clear in the Bible. Number one, he wants us to follow him single-mindedly and faithfully, because after Jesus told Peter, in the future, somebody will bring you to somewhere and then you will be persecuted to death. And then so, even though you have to follow me, Peter listened to this word, this his faith, and Peter say, "Hey, how about the other guy, my good friend John?" Okay, and Jesus say, "Hey, mind your own business. Don't worry about him. I had plan arranged for him." Right? What does it mean, dear brothers and sisters? It means that no comparison in the roles of following on Jesus. When you're following on Jesus, you know, if you do comparison, you will either go to depression or go to pride. And depression or pride is no good for you to follow Jesus faithfully. So this is the first point. The second point is that Jesus wants us to follow him courageously. You know what happened? What the disciples do here? Those people and go fishing, right? Why did they go fishing? Why do they go fishing? We do not know the reason. Why? Because in the text, there's no, the writer did not put a statement here, why do they go to reason? Go fishing. But we can tell the mood of the disciple is not high, right? The mood of the disciple is not very good. Why? Because, Peter was in depression. Why Peter was in depression? Because before Jesus crucified, he had 3 times denied Jesus as his Lord, right? And so right now he feels ashamed. Even Jesus Christ arose from that, appeared himself to Peter, and then he say, Peter would say in his heart, oh, no good. Because before Jesus crucified, he said, he's boasting, I never denied Jesus. Even I was put into jail. But right now, he figured out that his boasting was just a lie. Right now, Jesus raised on the dead. How did he feel if you were Peter? Definitely, he was in depression. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, Peter is an influential person. He's a leader. So when he said, hey, let's go fishing, and all the other people follow him, right? You know, at this time, Jesus appeared to them and have a miracle and performed a miracle, let them have a great catch of fish, 153. More than that, he set up a very, very, you know, breakfast, a hot breakfast. There on the breakfast, there was charcoal fire, and there was fish, there was bread. And then he invited the disciples to join. You know, what does it mean? Jesus really passionate with those disciples. And you read the scripture from a couple of verses. Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? Right? Do you love me? I mean, what did Jesus do here? Jesus is trying to restore, Peter. Turning upon his position from a position of shame to a position of affirmation of love from Christ to him, right? 3 times, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And 3 times, he restored Peter. He recommissioned him. Please take care of my sheep. Take care of those sheep, little lamb and adult lamb, feeding them. What does it really mean? That means that it gives us a picture to us today. Brothers and sisters, today maybe you're thinking about following Jesus, you know, and you fail again and again, just like Peter. You will study the scripture, and then Peter, 3 times, he left the Lord. And then Lord rescued him, restored him 3 times. So what does it mean that it tells us that we have to follow Jesus courageously, despite you have lots of failures, despite you have lots of depression. You fail your Lord, but the Lord tells us that don't be feeling discouraged. Just the way he did to Peter. You know, you can still stand up, repent, and follow him. And the third point, Jesus asks us that to follow him sacrificially. You know, I mentioned before, Jesus tells Peter, say, Peter, I tell you, when you are getting aged, somebody will bring you to somewhere and crucify you. And we know by his church history, how did Peter die? Peter died by nailing in the cross upside down. Why did people do that to him? He made this request. When he's brought to the place of crucifixion, he told the soldier, say, hey, don't nail me on the cross like Jesus was nailed on the cross. I'm not worthy. He's my Lord. Why did you do that for me? Turn me upside down. And this is the way Peter died on the cross. And then John Apostle written his history and put a statement and then telling us and telling the readers in his contemporary, Peter's dying glorify, bring glory to God. Do you understand? We strongly believe that at the time when John Apostle wrote this book, John, and then Peter already dead. What does it mean by, Peter died, dead, bring glory to God? We believe that when Peter died, people can tell his trust in God. People can tell his joy, his hope in God. And then, so everybody knew his faith through his faith, when he faced death, God must be real. So that is bringing glory to God. Do you agree? If he is dying very, afraid, dying crying, this statement won't be written out. You know, everybody has a life to live in this world. How do you live your life? And what kind of life do you want to live? A famous scholar tells us that. He said, all over the world, human beings live in his life for three purposes. That means in his whole life, there are three things they pursue. Number one, they pursue achievement, satisfaction. Achievement, satisfaction. That means that from the birth until you die, you want this, you want that, and then you want to achieve, like, you want to get the graduate from high school and graduate from college, graduate from a PhD, and get a good job. All this project is achievement, satisfaction, number one. Number two, people are pursuing desire satisfaction. What it means, does it mean by desire satisfaction? That means the basic need of a human being. We are hungry, we want food. We are tired, we want, vacation. That is called the desire satisfaction. And the last one is what? The last one is the significancy satisfaction. That means that, significancy satisfaction, that means that when you live on this life, you have to work on something and bring you significant, and then bring you the highest satisfaction. And then I tell you, this satisfaction is way, way beyond the achievement satisfaction and also desire satisfaction. Where can we find this satisfaction? Only to follow Christ can bring you have the significant satisfaction. Why? Because, you know, through following Christ, what are you going to do? You will tell people to believe in Christ, because Christ died on the cross for you. Christ will resurrect from death, from the dead. And people accept this message, and then he have get eternal life. And this is bring you doing a job, and then bring you the significance in your life for eternity. More than that, if you follow Christ, you can sense, you can experience God's presence, experience God's power, experience God's guidance, and then that will make you have a strong sense of God's presence, God be with you, and then will bring you a significant satisfaction. So in other words, I mean that this is the significant satisfaction. I mean, today we're celebrating the day of Easter. Jesus Christ rise from death. And then we know why he rose from death, because he conquered death. He will bring us eternal life. And he will really give us the meaning of life, bring us the significant satisfaction. Going back to Peter, in his life, he has ups and downs. He has many failures. But finally, at the end, he is willing to die for his Lord and being nailed upside down. Why he can do that? I strongly believe, if you take a look at the life of Peter, you know, he really did a wonderful job on his life through the help of God. The help of Jesus Christ, he experienced God's power, God's presence, and also delivery of the angel from his prison, and also did a wonderful blessing ministry and bring lots of people to Christ. You know, and all his life, he can sense the significant satisfaction. So when the time he come to an end, when people brought him to be crucified. And then this kind of challenge is not hard for him. You understand what I'm saying? So today, Christ gives us the invitation. He can only he can bring the satisfaction, significant satisfaction to you. talking for myself. I respond to God's calling, 20 years ago. Through these 20 years, I really experienced God's power, God's presence, even in the days of trials and sufferings. During those days of trials and sufferings, I figured out that God's presence is obviously evident, His glory upon my life. Just like I experienced what C.S. Lewis said, during days of peace, God whispers to us. But during days of trouble, God shouted to us. So that's the reason why Jesus demands us to follow Him, even to the point of losing our life. Because this is the way for you to bring in your life, the significant satisfaction. This is the purpose of life. Otherwise, you pursue the satisfaction in achievement, satisfaction in your desire. Those things cannot satisfy you. Only follow Christ can satisfy you with this, because He brings the meaning of life to you. Let's bow down our head to pray. I wish I can speak more clearly, but that's all I can do. When I study this passage, I feel so excited because I find out something which I had never found out before. Jesus told us that we have to follow Him. He is the light of the world. He can bring significant satisfaction to our life. He will bring us eternal life and bring us eternal glory. And we know we are the precious vessel in His sight. He will use us and make our life to be meaningful to us and to other people. I would like to have an invitation. Even the message is very short, and I believe that I hope that the message is clear to you. If anybody of you want to follow Christ, want to follow this risen Christ, He resurrected from death, He conquered death, He will bring us the real meaning of life, give us significant satisfaction. I will pray for you. You say, Lord, I want to follow You. If you have never done this before, and today you listen to the Word of God, you say, Jesus, I want to follow You. I want my life to have meaning. I don't want to pursue the things which is secondary. If anybody of you have this feeling, saying, Lord, I want to follow You, please raise your hand and I will pray for you. Anybody? Thank you. I can see. Anybody? Christ is really telling us this is the meaning of His resurrection. He wants everybody in this world to follow Him. Is there anybody? I can pray for you, because I went through this life. Almost many people walk through this life, and then this is the real path of our life. I ask once again and we close. Anybody? Thanks the Lord. I can see. Yeah. Let's stand up and pray together. Let's stand up. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for those who raise their hand to You. They are willing to follow You. Lord, bless them. Lord, I believe that You love them even before they know You. And right now, He show His hand and in front of You. Lord, protect them. Your Spirit be with them. And then guide them and make their life meaningful in following You. We thank You so much for Your Word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you, Pastor Lai, for that word. We're going to close this song.
There's a peace I've come to know. say it is well, 'cause Jesus has overcome and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won.